Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Here, welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. Stand up for your country. You know, I can't believe we're still talking about racism every day. It's really a shame. And racism, as you know, as every clear-thinking person knows, cuts both ways. No matter what skin color you are, you can be racist. You can do bad things based upon ethnicity. I hope you don't, but you can. You know, racism is not unique to any race. But it's all we're hearing about now because of the Israel-Gaza situation and the equity situation. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I believe there's going to be a huge backlash against this equity stuff. What is equity? Equity is when the government or a school or a corporation or a club, any organization, favors a human being because of their skin color or ethnicity, okay? So the Ku Klux Klan favors white people. That's equity. Don't hear about that because there's not much Klan activity in this country. On the other scope, you hear about it all the time, that minority Americans are getting preferential treatment. Enter Harvard, which is the big story this week. And, you know, full disclosure, I'm an alumnus. I have a master's degree in public administration from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. Now, I know the school pretty well. In fact, the first president of Harvard was a man named Increase Mather, who is the top witch hunter in Salem. Did you know that? Oh boy, they don't want to be reminded of that in Cambridge. It's a fascinating school with a fascinating history, the most famous college in the world. And now it has fallen upon chaos because of equity. So, as you know, it all begins with the firing of the president, Claudine Gay, who could not bring herself in congressional hearings to condemn violent speech against Jewish students or Jews in general. She could not do that. She had to have context. That was insane. And then right-wing people who despise Claudine Gay, investigated her past, came up with an enormous amount of alleged plagiarism, almost 50 different cases. That was it for Claudine Gay. The Harvard Corporation, which runs the college, had to fire her. Now, Ms. Gay believes that her loss of that position is because of racism. She lost her job not because of foolish statements to Congress or plagiarism, but because she is a Black woman. So you don't have to be a Harvard grad to ask the follow-up. Well, if that's the case, how did you get the job in the first place? Okay, so it's nonsensical. But that does not stop the racist hustlers led by Al Sharpton, our old pal. This is what Al says, quote, "President Gay's resignation is about more than a person or a single incident. This is an attack on every Black woman in this country who's put a crack in the glass ceiling," unquote. Yeah, okay, Al. Sure it is. It's an attack on every Black woman. I don't believe that every Black woman doesn't condemn violent speech against Jewish people. I don't believe that every Black woman plagiarizes, Al. Now, Sharpton has been doing this for years and enriched himself in the process. We all know about Sharpton. But what he espouses is you cannot hold an African-American man or woman responsible for anything. And if you do, you are racist. That's his game. Number two, Ibram Kendi, who works at Boston University and is paid about $300,000. Here's what Ibram says, quote, "Racist mobs won't stop until they topple all Black people from positions of power and influence who are not reinforcing the structure of racism. What these racist mobs are doing should be obvious to any reporter who cares about truth or justice as opposed to conflicts and cliques." Okay, so it's the racist mob that got Claudine Gay. This is a guy being paid $300,000 at my alma mater, Boston U, of where I have another master's degree. I'm overeducated in that in broadcast journalism. Okay. Then we go to television. You'd expect MSNBC. That's what they do all day long. They traffic in racial division. And here is the person who does it the most. Go.
There is this sort of open war on Black progress, Black history. Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard University, at least up until she resigned, is now the latest casualty of that.
Yes, of course. There is a war on Black people in America. How absurd, how insane, but that's what it is. And then we have a CNN political analyst. Go.
One of the great American phenomenons is the ability for mediocre white men to succeed. And what we're seeing is a lot of mediocrity, particularly in conservative ranks, piling on to the former president of Harvard University at this time. And it infuriates me because this woman deserves more respect, even though she fumbled, tripped and fell in that congressional hearing.
Yeah, mediocre white men, you know, I know a lot of mediocre white men who have succeeded. I can't just discount that. But it had nothing to do with their skin color. Okay, it has to do with their ability not to perform well. Okay, but so I believe, and I hope I'm right. I actually pray that I'm right. That most Americans, 90% of us, even liberal people, whatever, apathetic people, don't believe that this is a hateful country against Black. I don't think people, because it isn't. And I don't think most people, I think it's a 10% core, but they have enormous power. I just showed you CNN and MSNBC. Both organizations traffic all day long in that stuff. Racial divisions. And then you have the president of the United States. Remember, Joe Biden campaigned when he actually came out of the House, which was rare, that he was going to bring people together. Well, he's done exactly the opposite. Go.
That's why I issued on the first days my whole government executive order that will, for the first time, advance equity for all throughout our federal policies and institutions. It focuses on the full range of communities who have been long underserved and overlooked. People of color, Americans with disabilities, LGBTQ Americans, religious minorities, rural, urban, suburban communities facing persistent poverty.
So what he has done, Biden, is give favorable treatment at the federal level where he can to Black people, gay people, whatever group he deems to be oppressed. They get favorable treatment. They get moved up in the line. It's not a meritocracy. I was on Sean Hannity's radio program today talking about this. And he asked me about my son, who just came back from Oxford. Obviously an Irish white kid. He did very, very well in his semester there. And we're very proud of him. And Hannity said, look, did he have any trouble with this diversity, equity, and inclusion business? I said, it doesn't exist at Oxford. It's not there. Okay, these institutions at that level, Oxford, Cambridge, the high echelon colleges in Great Britain, they don't have that. This is almost unique to us here, this DEI stuff. It's really a shame. Now, don't worry about Claudine Gay. Here's what I said yesterday. Go. The Harvard Corporation, which runs the school, couldn't take the heat. Now, she'll wind up with some cushy job. You wait and see, just like the Penn woman did. Well, about an hour after I said that, it was announced that Claudine Gay will stay at Harvard, teach some classes, $900,000 a year to pay her. It's not bad. Not bad. All right, so let's sum this up. Most Americans don't like this equity, skin color, racial division stuff. It's going to work against the Democratic Party, which has embraced it. It's going to work against Joe Biden. This happened for a reason. All of this stuff happened for a reason. And even the dimmest American knows now that racism, that's preferential treatment, is at the highest level of our government. And that is the memo. President Biden did nothing today as predicted. He had a, you know, had to recover from his Virgin Islands vacation, which I don't begrudge him, but I wish he'd work a little harder. But he doesn't.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. All right, new poll out today. The Economist, left-leaning, YouGov, 1,521 U.S. adults, most of them registered voters. Democrat 40%, Republican 39%, Independent 18%, fair sample. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden? Favorable 39%, unfavorable 58%, and that will sink even further because Biden's policies are not going to change. You know, they'll do something on the border, but it's too late. And the economy, you're paying what you're paying, and then those prices aren't going to come down in any significant way. Kamala Harris, favorable 38, 1 point below Biden, unfavorable 53, and that's not going to turn around either. I mean, Kamala Harris is just not a credible vice president at this point in history. Donald Trump, favorable 45 now for the Economist. That's a big number, 45. Unfavorable 52. That's way better than Biden's numbers. Governor DeSantis, favorable 38, 7 points lower than Trump. Unfavorable 45, 7 points lower than Trump. It's not a good number for a candidate that has to surge. And I don't believe the governor will. Nikki Haley, favorable 33. That surprised me. Unfavorable 41 for Nikki Haley. Don't know 26, so that people, she has a chance to turn that around a little. Chris Christie, favorable 25. That's the lowest number in the survey. Unfavorable 52. He doesn't have a chance, and he'll be gone shortly. Joining us now from Miami, not a bad place to be in January, Mark Penn, who's the chairman of the Harvard Harris poll, which will have some numbers coming out in the middle of this month. We follow that poll. We believe that poll is responsible. Mr. Penn is a Harvard grad and obviously is working with Harvard now. So do you have any thoughts on the brouhaha that has developed in Cambridge?
Well, I think President Gay did the right thing. Her position was really unsustainable at this point, between donors, teachers, congressional investigations, and ever-mounting allegations of plagiarism that were really written up extensively by the Harvard Crimson at first. And then, you know, more was found. I looked at it. It was pretty convincing that cut and paste was something that she did frequently, according to if you just look at it. So I think this had to break this way. It'll be interesting to see whether or not the corporate directors, who are mostly, you know, former Obama administration officials, it's really quite interesting how the Harvard Corporation became mostly Obama appointed officials who appoint themselves. And as a Harvard grad, I always thought the overseers that we vote for actually had the power. And so I was kind of shocked to learn that that wasn't the case at all.
No. What about the, most people don't go to Harvard. They can't go to Harvard. They don't care about Harvard. But this whole thing, as I pointed out in my memo today, influences politics in this country, does it not?
Well, look, I do think this is a watershed event here on some big issues that had been brewing. And when I look back at my last poll, you know, I had a very specific question, right? I questioned, do you think, look, everybody in the world heard about this congressional hearing. It's really astounding. And 74% said that presidents who said that calls for genocide on Jews on their campuses are not necessarily a violation of their school code of conduct. And harassment policies, because it depends on the context, should they resign? 74% said they should resign. In fact, interestingly, everybody agreed, even younger people who agreed. But I think that the you know, what I try to do with the poll is really ask a lot of questions that I don't think are asked everywhere. And I said, look, you know, do you think that identity politics based on race has come to dominate our elite universities? 64% agreed with that. And again, 69% of 18 to 24 year olds. But the real incredible question to me said, there's an ideology that white people are oppressors and non-white people of certain groups have been oppressed, and as a result should be favored today at universities and for employment. Do you support this ideology? 35, oppose it? 65. But then when I look at 18 to 24, 79% support that ideology.
Yeah, because they don't know anything. I mean, they're not out in the real world. They don't see for themselves what's really happening in the marketplace. They live in a dream world where they get a lot of stuff on the internet from the sites that they favor. Let's talk about the upcoming, because this is what's going to be on BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News. We are going to have the best election coverage, and you're one of the smartest guys in this arena. So the Iowa caucus is a lock for Trump, as I said last night, because it's full of MAGA people, and maybe Haley will do a little bit better than expected, but that's the last stand for DeSantis. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right about that. I think that first of all, the Iowa caucus is not really been very predictive on the Republican side. When I looked at this a few months ago, it turned out that the New Hampshire primary is really pretty predictive. Winners of the New Hampshire primary often won the Republican nomination. Winners of the Iowa caucus, because it's a much more conservative evangelical group than, say, in the 23 states where independent voters are going to be able to vote. And so I think Iowa is really going to be DeSantis's last stand or not. And New Hampshire is really going to be the opportunity for Nikki Haley or not.
Well, let's get on to that, because my reporting shows that there is an organized movement on the Democratic side to have New Hampshire Democrats vote for Nikki Haley to embarrass Donald Trump. A lot of money going in to make that happen right now as we speak. And I do believe that will happen. And the New Hampshire primary will be closer than most people think. Trump will win, but not by a large margin. Whereupon the anti-Trump media will grab that for at least a week and say, Trump's weak, Trump's damaged, bump, 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 bump. But it's not a Republican primary. Anybody can vote for whoever they want, right?
Well, that is right. And especially when there's no Democratic contest.
Nobody. Nobody right. to so, go for. So all the hate Trumpers are going to vote for Haley. So I say that the New Hampshire primary doesn't mean anything.
Nothing. See, I thought, though, the Democrats were going to tell their people to vote for Trump.
No. They fear Trump now. And that poll I just gave you from The Economist, all right, proves it. They fear Trump because Trump's beating Biden in a number of the swing states. But anyway, I think the New Hampshire primary means nothing. But wait till you see what the media does. Now, for you, Mark Penn, what is the most important issue in the campaign? What do you think the most important issue is?
Well, there's no question that the voters are saying the most important issue is inflation and the economy, followed by immigration. And in fact, you know, it's really interesting. International affairs, despite how big it is in the news and how, frankly, it's important to me, only 2% there's almost no interest in international affairs.
No, because people living day to day with they're paying for necessities, that's number one, and the border outrage is number two. I can't understand how President Biden can risk his entire legacy with the open border policy. I don't know where he's coming from on that. Do you?
I have been completely puzzled that in fact the administration didn't accept some kind of deal to get the funding they want for Ukraine and
Incredible.
Israel in exchange for border protections, when he could say, oh, the Republicans dragged me over. But most of the swing voters at this point are saying, you know, immigration's a real issue here.
I know. The Democrats are screaming, and Biden still won't do anything. It is just one of these historical things that I don't know if it'll ever be clarified. Certainly Biden's not going to clarify it. What about the dissatisfaction within the Democratic Party about Biden? We see, and a lot of this is propaganda, I will acknowledge, from the right wing and the Republicans. They're putting out that Hispanics don't like Biden anymore, that blacks are defecting from him, that the Democratic Party doesn't want him. What is true from your perspective?
Yeah, I have been puzzled by why the, let's call it, more Republican-leaning media always tries to pick on Biden and say that the Democrats don't support him. Biden's getting 72% of the primary vote. He's well-liked among Democrats. While obviously his polling isn't good and it's going to be a really tough re-election, the truth is Democrats are more consolidated around Biden than I would say even
Republicans. Well, there's nobody else, though. There's nobody else. But independents don't like him, Mark, and you know that's the key to the next president. It's the independent vote. They don't like Biden at all.
No, they don't. But the truth is both Biden and Trump are running, let's call them personal favorables, around 40% each, right? If you look in the electorate, maybe Trump is up to 43, 44 in my poll, which is much higher than I've seen it. Biden, as you said, is around, you know, if you look at that poll, I think it's a fair poll. So neither candidate is getting a majority support. But this whole talk about Democrats defecting from Biden, not really seeing that. And as you said, if they were really defecting, you would have had opposition. You didn't have opposition.
No, well, it's a money play. But I think Biden is going to bail for health reasons, and the convention then will nominate someone else. That's my scenario for it. I can't imagine them putting him up again. I just can't, because it's going to get worse for him. Hunter Biden thing is going to get worse for him. His age, he's not making a comeback anytime soon. I mean, you and I are old guys, but we're pretty spry. He's not. All right, Mark. Mark Penn, I hope you'll check in with us. I know you're really busy, and I got to tell the audience, I really appreciate you coming on the No Spin News to tell us about it. And when you put out your new poll, hopefully we'll get you back, and we'll analyze what you found out, okay?
Thank you. Right now, we'll have a new poll sort of towards the later part of the month. But, you know, public opinion hasn't moved much in months.
No, right? But with the Supreme Court making their ruling and more Hunter Biden stuff coming up, I think you might see a little bit of movement. But who knows? Mark Penn, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Bernie Sanders, the leader of the progressive socialist movement in America, does not like Israel one bit. I just want to bring this to your attention because that's what's driving these demonstrations, these anti-Israel demonstrations. It's Bernie Sanders and his crew. This is what he said yesterday, quote, "Let me be clear, no more U.S. funding for Netanyahu's illegal, immoral, brutal, and grossly disproportionate war against the Palestinian people. Congress must reject any effort to pass $10 billion of unconditional military aid for the right-wing Netanyahu government," unquote. It's not a war against the Palestinian people. Everybody knows that. It is a war against Hamas. But Bernie Sanders is a propagandist, and he doesn't care. January 6th is Saturday. You will start to see hysteria build tomorrow night, Thursday, into Friday, and over the weekend. So it'll be 4 days of media hysteria. Trump is the insurrectionist. He did it all on January 6th. All his fault. He wanted the riot inside the Capitol. He wanted it, even though he called for the National Guard to be put on alert a day before, and he clearly said in his speech, peaceful. But that doesn't count. But that's what you're going to get for the next 4 days, beginning Thursday night, January 6th on Saturday.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered, Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Ray Epps, remember Ray Epps? So the hard right said Ray Epps is a plant, government plant. He encouraged people to break into the Capitol on January 6th. Ray is a former Marine, Arizonan. He worked in the Oath Keepers far-right organization. He was allegedly an FBI plant. Okay, so now the Justice Department says they are going to recommend 6 months in jail. Epps pleaded guilty on September 20th to a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct on January 6th. And the Justice Department wants to put him in jail for 6 months. If I were the judge, I would not put him in jail. Okay? I would give him, you know, probation, maybe fine him, something like that, community service. I don't think you put a guy like that in jail. But the important thing is that you heard over and over and over and over again that this guy was a government plant. He was not. He's actually suing Fox News. That civil suit is still in play. Smart Life. So the average American, based on a survey of 2,000 of us, says they feel 70% healthy. Okay? This comes from Cambia Health. It's a foundation in investigates all kinds of health things, all right? One poll took the number. So they're not operating at 100%. Now, when I saw this poll, I think this is a Smart Life segment. So this is pretty interesting. What do I operate on? Some days I'm at 100%, okay? Some days I'm at 70. So it's a sliding scale. A lot of it depends on the amount of exercise I get, and what I eat. So if I eat a big, heavy meal, I'm not operating at 100%. If I don't get the terror dog out four times a day, you know, I'm a little sluggish. But most Americans don't say they are not operating at 100%. They also say that 30% say it's not that important to get 7 to 9 hours sleep. It is, but 30% say it's not. Okay? 25% say a positive mindset influences the way you feel. I'm not sure about that. I mean, if you're really grossly negative, that's going to bring it down. But I don't think you have to be skipping around like Mary Poppins. This is interesting. Only 12% of Americans think they need mental health help. Okay. But that's logical. So if you're a nut, if you're a loon, if you're a narcissist, very rarely will those people admit that they're a nut, a loon, or a narcissist. I'm fine. Okay. And 18% of Americans do not have a doctor. That's bad. That is bad. You got to have a doctor. Smart Life. Got to have somebody you trust. You got to search it. Okay. Airline delays over the New Year's. We do not have the data because they screwed it up or I don't know what. But this is interesting. We'll have some data tomorrow. It's a lot better than last year when Southwest melted down. I got fined millions and millions of dollars by the federal government for melting down. But some family members of mine took JetBlue, because that was their only choice, to the Caribbean. They came back, JFK Airport in New York. They waited an hour and a half for their luggage. 90 minutes. I'll tell you. This day in history, January 3rd, 2020. Remember Iranian Revolutionary Guard leader Soleimani? He was evaporated by a Hellfire missile fired from a drone in space. Okay? 10 people killed, including Soleimani, 62 years old, on orders of President Trump. Now, Soleimani was a terrible villain. We take you step by step by step how that happened from our space people in Nevada that pulled the trigger right to Baghdad Airport where Soleimani got off a plane. It's some of the best reporting that I have ever done. Killing the killers. Okay. So 4 years ago today, Soleimani leaves the earth. Good. Terrible terrorist villain. Yesterday, there was a memorial service in Iran, and 103 people were killed, at least, because there were explosions all over the place near the grave of Soleimani. So there were terror activity against the mullahs, and they knew there would be a big crowd around Soleimani's grave, and bombs went off. Fascinating. Okay. That's this day in history. We have a lively mail segment and a final thought you're going to want to hear. I did the final thought on WABC radio last night, got a lot of reaction. So I'm going to do it national and international tonight. We'll be right back. Okay, let's go to the mail. David Z, Tokyo, Japan. And we're working on what countries allow the no spin news in and what countries block us. We're going to have that for you soon, because obviously you have to do a lot of research. I tell you, Great Britain blocks us. Okay? I'd like to find out why. Austria loves us. Switzerland, no. But we're going down to find out who's blocking us and who isn't. But Japan, obviously, we're there. So David Z says, Bill, you often say Biden doesn't do anything. I wish that were true. How could someone cause so much damage by not doing anything? Because if you don't enforce the law, David, then people run wild. And he's not enforcing immigration law. And he's doing nothing to fix it. Look at Japan, where you are. You don't obey the law in Japan, you pay a price. Order above everything is sought by the Japanese government. Hugh Nowak, Charter Township, Michigan. Last month, O'Reilly, you asked how the Department of Justice could not prosecute Hunter Biden for refusing to testify under congressional subpoena. Don't be naive. The DOJ won't prosecute him. Maybe you're right. I mean, Merrick Garland is a short timer if Biden loses. And with the campaign and everything, Garland might do the dance. You might be right. I'm not naive. I said equal justice for all. Hunter Biden has to be prosecuted because the Trump guys were. Same thing. Marianne Howell, Danbury, Connecticut. The Supreme Court rules that President Biden does not have the legal authority to forgive student loans. But he announced that he plans to go ahead and forgive student loans. You're missing, Marianne. The Supreme Court ruled that Biden could not dissolve private loans. But if you, as a student, borrowed money from the federal government, Biden can forgive that debt. Carol, concierge member, Carol gets direct access to me with a secret email address right into me. Might consider that program, particularly this year. I live in California. Every election cycle, a Democrat operative appears at my front door with ballots to inform me to help me complete my vote, even though I'm a registered independent. Yeah, the Democrats are very aggressive. They use this tactic all over the place. No doubt. They do. And it's not illegal. James Milner, Keswick, Virginia, NBC, showing numbers of crime has gone down over the last year. How do the crime numbers look compared to 2019 before Biden? Look, the crime numbers that NBC is giving you are false. Okay? Because there are fewer crimes prosecuted by the Soros DAs. Now, NBC will never tell you that in a million years. But when you have fewer crimes reported, because people know nothing's going to happen, and fewer arrests made, the crime rate goes down. Doesn't mean the crimes aren't happening. NBC knows this, but they're not going to tell you. All you have to do is look at social disorder. And it's at a historic level right now under Joe Biden. Ben Maggio, Bradenton, Florida. Bill, looking for your recommendation on changing an auto insurance policy. Cannot give you that. I couldn't do that. What if I recommended an auto insurance company and then you got hosed? I can't do that. Now, if you are a concierge member, Ben, I can tell you what I do. I can tell you that as a concierge member because it's private. That's the advantage of being a concierge member. Chris Hunter, West Ham in Utah. Just read Killing the Witches, loved it. Now reading Killing England, and then after that, Killing Lincoln. What would be the next three you would read? Well, you got to read Killing Crazy Horse after Lincoln because it follows the historical arc of the 19th century. But after that, you can go where you want. I might go to Killing Jesus, get out of America, but then you come back to World War II. We got two books on that. And whatever interests you. But the first four are witches, that's the colonists. Then England, that's the revolution. Then Lincoln, that's the Civil War. Then Crazy Horse, that's the West. Okay? Carolyn Airy, Sheffield, Alabama. I received Killing Witches for my birthday, early December, then Killing Kennedy for Christmas. I could not stop reading. I finished both before New Year's. I learned so much. I really appreciate that, Carolyn. Very nice of you to do it. And we have those books bundled. Like, you can still get the bundle of all 13 Killing books if you would like to. Good for a library, good for gifts, whatever you want to do. And for the next 3 days only, Killing Witches, Killing the Killers, $21.95. We can stop that on Sunday night. Okay? That's a great buy. And then the best buy ever is Crazy Horse at just $9.95. That'll stop Sunday night too. So you'll learn a lot on these books. Now, word of the day, no sauter when writing to me, Bill O'Reilly. Sauter, S-A-W-D-E-R. I know you know what it means, right? No, you don't. I didn't know what it meant. S-A-W-D-E-R, no sorter. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Right back with a final thought. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, here is the final thought of the day. So on the vacation, I took my son to see the Knicks at Madison Square Garden play the Milwaukee Bucks, one of the best teams. It was a fabulous game. We could not drive there, even though I'm 24 miles away from the garden out here on Long Island. Would have taken 2 hours, and then you have to pay $85 to park. So I took the train. The train was great. Long Island Railroad. Boop, right in. 40 minutes, this and that. We were a little early for the game. And so we're walking around Penn Station, and they've cleaned it up somewhat. But there are still nefarious characters all over the place in the train station. So my son's 6'5", I'm 6'4". We're standing there looking at the shops, and this guy comes over. And he's got a veteran's cap, and he's got a pin, "I'm a vet." Looked to be about 65, maybe a little older, but he could have been 50 because he was a substance abuser. I could tell right away just by his face. Okay, he's using either drugs or alcohol. Comes over and he says, "I'm a vet, give me money." Rude, brusque. I look him in the eye. He's maybe 3 feet away. My son's not saying anything. I go, "No." The guy starts to curse at me, vile. I make a move, he runs. Now, if that guy had made a move to me, toward me or my son, I would have hit him in the solar plexus so hard, he wouldn't have gotten up for 2 days. And I knew what I was going to do. I was ready to do it. All right. I had my fist clenched. And when you hit somebody in the solar plexus, you have to know what you're doing. And I do. Okay. He's not going to get up. So the guy curses vilely. And then as soon as I leaned in, he scat. So I'm looking around for a cop. Now, the jurisdiction in Penn Station is Amtrak police. All of a sudden, I see a guy coming down. He's got the full regalia. He's got the gun. He's got the bulletproof vest. He's got everything. So I go over very politely. I introduce myself. He had no blanking idea who I was. I can tell that. But I said, "You know, there's a guy over there." And the guy was still in the terminal. See him? He just came over and cursed at me and my son when we wouldn't give him any money. The cop says, "Well, what do you want me to do about it?" I said, "Are you kidding? He just violated the law." The cop says, "What law?" I go, "Menacing in the third degree. You can't come up to somebody and start to spew vile invective. It's against the law. It's menacing." Cop doesn't know what to say. Clearly did not want to confront this man. I said, "You know what? He's been doing this. I've been watching him. This is wrong. And it's your responsibility to get him out of here." Now the guy's nervous. All right. And he goes, "Well, let me consult with my partner." I said, "Why don't you do that? But I'm going to wait here to see how this plays out." So the guy scampers away to his partner. The guy who approached us, the drug addict or alcoholic, somebody gives him money. I see it. And he bolts out of the state to get his drugs or whatever he wanted to get. And the two cops, like, breathe a sigh of relief. They did not want to do anything, have anything to do with this man. That's why there's anarchy in New York City and other cities. They could have easily ejected him from the station. I can understand they don't want to book him on third-degree menacing. It's a misdemeanor. They could have easily ejected him. No. That's wrong. We appreciate you watching No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.